Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. By the way, I've got a bit of a cold, my sore throat, explaining the unusual sound of my voice today. But I thought, you know, I like it, I'd like to record it whilst it's before it's on. Anyway, my goodness, this horrendous Gaza conflict's been going on for far too long. Well, ideally it wouldn't have started in the first instance, since those 7th of October attacks, which killed 1,200 people in Israel, overwhelmingly still Israeli civilians, and 250 people abducted and taken into Gaza, held captive there, most of them Israelis, a few not. Thais, for example, the Thais have all been released. The Israeli women and children, most have been released, even a few men been set at liberty, a few rescued and some found dead, so forth, killed by Hamas. So Hamas, or the Islamic Resistance Movement, to give it its full name, is still fighting on against the Israeli Defense Force. So it's a ghastly conflict, you might say, was opposed to a nice one. I mean, I know conflicts are seldom pretty, but when his only combatants are killed, that's not as horrendous as so many civilians being killed. And the health ministry run by Hamas in Gaza says 29,000 people have been killed, the great majority of them non-combatants. Now, the figure is probably inflated, but I don't think anyone doubts that at least several thousand civilians have been killed. Multiples of that have been wounded. So many people displaced. These hospitals are scarcely functioning. There is so much suffering. Not enough drugs, medical equipment or anything. Not enough food getting through. People are often filthy. They often don't have running water or electricity to run washing machines or anything like that. Some United Nations aid convoys want to get through. Even the Israeli government lets them through. Some Israeli civilians block these. They want to starve the people. And so it is a most deplorable situation. And it needs to end now. It should have ended a very long time ago. And I've been very remiss in not lending my voice to this cause. It's an infinitesimally small contribution I could make. I'm no one. But really, just as a human being, I should do what I can, because this is the most dreadful situation in the world at the moment, seems to me. Ukraine conflict, yes, very bad indeed. But the Ukraine conflict is easily 10,000 civilians have been killed over 2 years. In Gaza, it's probably higher than that in, what, not quite, is it 4 months? About that. Anyway, His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales today said that too many people have been killed. Impliedly, it'd be right to kill some people. And all right, if you're going to fight a war, you're going to kill the enemy fighters. And unfortunately, unavoidably, some civilians are also slain. This is higher than needs to be. And obviously Israel certainly hasn't done enough to mitigate the risk of civilians and blame Hamas as well. It is facile and partisan to say that one side is completely culpable and the other must be entirely exculpated. So His Royal Highness made this statement. He visited the British Red Cross in London. And presumably that's been cleared by His Majesty's government, because members of the royal family are not to speak out on, especially on contentious issues like this, of foreign policy, unless they've got the express approval of the government. You know, that's why it's a constitutional monarchy, not a personal monarchy. And no doubt some ultra-Zionists will say, you mustn't show any humanity towards the Palestinians. Just like Hamas would be Judeo-phobic and say, you mustn't show any common decency towards Jews. Hamas, who want to annihilate the Jewish people, certainly in the Middle East, if not all around the world. So the Red Cross is battling gallantly, trying to reduce suffering, striving to save lives. And they've told them just how horrific it is. So many people dying needlessly in hospitals because they didn't have enough drugs or equipment. Now, some people who are wounded are better than the one wounded in the first place, but were savable and not saved because of this. People stealing humanitarian aid because they're just ravenous with hunger and so on. So civilians are really bearing the brunt of this. And other people saying the same thing. And unfortunately, the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is not saying that. But the good news is, I suppose, the Irish government, you know, our Taoiseach and our president have actually spoken up for common decency towards Palestinians. And there's some very gallant Israelis, Jewish Israelis, as well as Arab Israelis, who've been valiant enough to say, stop, enough. We must, out of common humanity, stop this. And they paid a very heavy price. They face ostracization, some have been dismissed, some have been arrested, they get death threats and things like that. They get threats towards their children. Now, there are those ready to want to fight on. But I don't blame all of them. Wouldn't say all of them would be just so monstrous towards anyone who's moved by any sense of compassion or fellow feeling for the beleaguered people of Gaza. And it's terrible that people aren't being allowed out to seek succor and shelter elsewhere. Reminds me how lucky I am to be living in the British Isles. Anyway, this is what the Prince of Wales' statement is. I remain deeply concerned about the terrible human cost of the conflict in the Middle East since the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th. Too many people have died. I, like so many others, want to see an end to the fighting as soon as possible. There's a desperate need for increased humanitarian support to Gaza. It's critical that the aid gets in and hostages are released. Sometimes only when you're faced with the sheer scale of human suffering, the importance of permanent peace is brought home. Even in the darkest hour, we must not succumb to the council despair. I continue to cling to the hope that a brighter future can be found, and I refuse to give up on that. So, far too articulate to have been written by himself, drafted by some foreign and Commonwealth office mandarin, no doubt. And now the Labour Party has said that. Wes Streeting, I think he's the Shadow Health Secretary, said that. Streeting is someone who's utterly despicable and an advocate for insensate violence towards children. But in this one, he is actually decent. So for once, I concur with him. Labour's doing this, I hope, out of high-minded reasons. Should have done that a long time ago. Brady said the Conservative Unionist Party has been dreadful on this one. The Liberal Democrats are a bit better. Sinn Féin, the SDLP, I agree with them somewhat, the SNP, the Greens. Coming on to another thing is partly the Rochdale by-elections coming up. The cynic in me, and in politics you can seldom be too cynical, says, because it's got a large Muslim community there. Labour don't want to clear the pitch for that one. I mean, they're very likely to win it anyway. Would like to win it by a healthy majority. And Labour's candidate for that by-election, he got dumped because he put out this conspiracy theory claiming the Netanyahu administration had advanced warning the 7th of October attacks and for its own nefarious purposes allowed this attack to go ahead. But this can't go on forever. The Israeli reservists want to return to ordinary life. There's only so much they can do to eliminate Hamas. It is almost impossible to comprehensively destroy an organization of that nature. For every one Hamas militant they kill, how many civilians is the IDF killing into the bargain? It would seem to be several, if not more. And surely that's unethical as well as illegal, because you have to have regard to civilian life when you're doing this. And they can't entirely blame Hamas. They say Hamas using human shields. I've seen footage from TRT, Turkish government funded channel, admittedly not an unbiased source, showing Israeli soldiers using Palestinians as human shields. Is that footage authentic? I don't know. If it is, obviously it's disgraceful. But I put myself in the place of an IDF fighter. Would I do likewise? Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.